Well, by the end of the year, if you're in a gay or lesbian relationship, you will be able to be legally married. The only requirement, apart from a loving commitment, is a trip to Canberra. That's the will of the ACT government, which today will introduce the Marriage Equality Bill, and it looks almost certain to pass with Labor and Green majority. Of course, the Federal Marriage Act defines marriage as between a man and a woman. Therefore, the Federal Parliament could vote to overturn the ACT laws, or the law could be challenged in the High Court. Katie Gallagher is the Chief Minister of the ACT. Chief Minister, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
What will this legislation allow and when?
The legislation will allow couples who are not married under the Commonwealth Marriage Act to marry under the Marriage Equality Bill in the ACT. And this is part of ACT Labor's work in same-sex law reform, which has been underway now for just over 10 years.
Now, a federal government can move to strike down laws in the territory. In your view, is this law that you're introducing today into the Parliament, into the Legislative Assembly, is this bulletproof from federal intervention or indeed from constitutional challenge?
Well, look, we know there's some risks attached with this legislation, but we don't think those risks should stop us proceeding with a commitment we made to the people of the ACT in the election campaign last year. So we are aware of those risks. There is the territory's power, of course. That's been strengthened in relation to our own processes by requiring now a vote on the floor of both houses of the Federal Parliament.
Just to explain that, the territory's power was introduced by the Greens towards the end of the last Labor government, and it was part of what they call Abbott-proofing the Senate.
Yes, that's right. So the territory power exists. Before, it was the ability of one minister to provide executive veto over laws that they felt were incompatible or they had a problem with. And indeed, the Howard government used that power in 2006, I believe, on similar legislation under our Civil Unions Bill. So that's been strengthened now. It won't be one minister that can overturn the legislation. It would require a vote of both houses of the Federal Parliament. So that certainly strengthens the position of the territory. But we understand there are risks, but we still don't think that should stop us from proceeding with a commitment we've made at several election campaigns now.
All right. Though I notice your Liberal opponent, the Liberal leader in the ACT, Jeremy Hansen, says it's inappropriate for the local assembly to debate and pass this legislation because of the risk which he says it will inevitably be challenged in the courts. I don't think it's something we can pass in the Assembly without it being challenged in the High Court, he said. Do you agree with that, that this will be challenged?
Well, potentially any legislation that goes before the Assembly could be challenged. So I don't agree with Mr. Hansen's argument. I think it's sidestepping the issue and for the Liberal Party in Canberra trying not to have a position on same-sex marriage. So I think it's a convenient argument because it can be used against any piece of legislation. And look, we've made no secret that we did wait last year for a national position on marriage equality that wasn't able to be resolved positively through the Federal Parliament. So we're now proceeding with our own legislation despite the risks and despite what some of the naysayers are commenting on.
So why are you? Can we just be clear on that? Because again, to quote your Liberal opponent, Jeremy Hansen, he says, I don't think this is something we should be driving as a controversial social issue out of the Legislative Assembly of the ACT. What's your basis for this in terms of strength of support for this within the ACT?
Well, we've gone to the local elections now in 2001, 2004, 2008 and 2012 with an agenda around ending discrimination in relation to same-sex couples. And we have proceeded along that line and in addressing a lot of legislation over the last 10 years. This was a commitment we made to the people of the ACT in October last year, and we intend to deliver on it. And look, I think all of the research done around the country now points to increasing support to end discrimination against same-sex couples in relation to marriage, and in Canberra that's been endorsed overwhelmingly. So we believe there is strong community support for this, but regardless of that, we would be proceeding with this commitment.
Even if the laws are struck down eventually, is it certain, in your view, that some same-sex couples will be married in the ACT under this law?
Well, we certainly hope so. We believe that the legislation can pass fairly quickly through the Assembly, so it'll be introduced today. The earliest it could pass is October, through the sitting week then. It would take some administrative processes to get the bill operational, or the Act operational, but we don't see any reason why that couldn't happen prior to the end of this year. So that's what we're working towards, and I certainly hope it does provide same-sex couples with the ability to marry. It's something that the Labor Party here feels very strongly about.
It's 20 past eight on Breakfast. Our guest this morning is the Chief Minister of the ACT, Katie Gallagher. Who could get married under the law? Do you have to be a resident of the ACT, or can anybody come to the ACT and get married, and then what's the status of that marriage?
Look, there's no residency requirement in the Marriage Equality Bill, so we do expect that there would be some people travelling from interstate to use to access the Marriage Equality Bill here in the ACT. And again, we are very supportive of that. In terms of mutual recognition of that marriage in other jurisdictions, that really falls to the governments of other jurisdictions. So It is likely that if you marry in the ACT, that marriage would not necessarily be legally recognised in other jurisdictions.
And I guess you need to be aware that if you marry in the ACT at this period, you're going to be part of a controversial national debate. So it'll be perhaps mired in politics, but also there might be at least the possibility that your marriage would be, annulled? If a High Court challenge went ahead and it was overruled, is it annulment that would happen? What would that mean? Anything?
Look, there are those risks, but I think for those who have campaigned for marriage equality, they have campaigned against those who are opposed to marriage equality for some time now. So I don't think that people who want to use the Marriage Equality Bill will not use it because of fear that it may be overturned in the future. I think there's a very strong desire by couples, including couples in the ACT, to have their partnerships recognised equally, and I think they will use that bill. But we're not pretending there aren't risks associated with this. We would argue very strongly in terms of any High Court challenge, and would also argue very strongly against any federal intervention in a law that's been passed democratically through the floor of the ACT Legislative Assembly, and we would do that on any issue.
And do you think the tide has turned on this? I mean, the ACT Civil Unions Act was overturned by the Howard government first time around. The Rudd government really didn't back it either, insisted you water it down to civil unions legislation. But New South Wales and the state parliament, an inquiry has concluded there's no constitutional impediment to states enacting laws on same-sex marriage, and there's a conscience vote expected on a private members bill by the end of the year. Do you think the tide has turned?
Yes, I do. I think, in fact, the community sentiment around this issue has moved faster than politicians' response to it. And again, whilst we haven't seen that as critical in terms of our own desire to move forward with this, I think we do so with the strength of community support. That's not to say there aren't people that are opposed to it and will remain opposed to it, but I think overwhelmingly the community understands the need to end discrimination against same-sex couples, and this is an important step in doing that.
There is a new federal government in town, though, and the federal Liberals are yet to determine whether they'll allow conscience vote. At the moment, their policy is no conscience vote on this matter, and they are opposed to same-sex marriage. Have you had any message, any conversation or communication at all with the new federal government on your bill?
No, not at all. And again, we haven't made any secret about it. So I think this has been talked about in the Assembly and in the media since we were re-elected in October last year. So I don't think it'll come as a surprise to Prime Minister Abbott, but we haven't had any discussions with him on it.
Speaking with the ACT Chief Minister, Katie Gallagher. Katie Gallagher, can I just ask you on a couple of other questions? Canberra, they call it a company town, and Tony Abbott has come in promising to cut jobs, public service jobs, at least 20,000 of them, I think it is, or is it 12,000? I've gotten my numbers muddled. Suggestion yesterday that while house prices around the country are rising, in the ACT they could fall. What's the mood there in your town? Are there fear of job losses?
Well, there's certainly fear of job losses. There is, I think, a level of apprehension in the city at the moment. It's really not clear what Prime Minister Abbott intends to do in relation to job cuts. As you say, there's been comment between 12 and 20,000 jobs will go, that they'll go over 2 years, and the commitment is that they go with natural attrition or through natural attrition processes. That's all the detail we have to work on. But yes, I think there's certainly a level of concern, widespread concern, not just across the public sector, but in the private sector and across the community about what the intentions are in relation to Canberra.
And just finally, James Carlton was reporting earlier in the newspapers that your government is planning to pass laws today banning battery hens and sow stalls. And we both wondered whether there was much factory farming of pigs and chickens within the ACT.
Well, there isn't any in relation to sow stalls. There has been a battery hen farm operation within the ACT. In fact, I think from memory it was our largest area of manufacturing in the city. That hasn't been operational for a little while now since there was some vandal attack on it last year.
So this is symbolic?
Well, look, we've made an agreement with the operator of the battery farm around moving to more appropriate chicken farming, and that's been agreed to. So in a sense, this is tidying up some matters in relation to that farm. But in relation to sow stalls, there isn't any. But again, I think the view of the government and the Green member is that this is good legislation to pass and not allow it to happen in the future.
Katie Gallagher, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Katie Gallagher is the Chief Minister of the ACT. It's 8:26 on Breakfast.